A once-a-day pill that can completely revolutionise the treatment of Alzheimer's disease has reached a significant milestone. What is the milestone? How close are we to a pill for Alzheimer's disease? Joining me now is Dr. Steve Gourlay, CEO of Actogen. Steve, you're going to have to tell me how to pronounce that. Actogen. Actinogen.
Actinogen.
Actinogen. Thank you very much for that. I'm just beautiful. Actinogen. We'll get it right. So this sounds, we're very loath to talk about breakthroughs because these, you say, are a breakthrough in medical science, et cetera, et cetera. But how significant is this pill?
Yes, it could be extremely significant. And we showed in a trial last year that the same once-a-day pill using the same dose of just 10 milligrams, which is a very low dose, can improve depression symptoms in patients with quite resistant depression. So we know this drug is working in the brain. We've demonstrated that it gets in the brain and hits its target, which is an enzyme to reduce levels of cortisol in particular regions of the brain that are important for memory and the ability to think. And so a lot of the evidence has already been demonstrated, you know, in patients already. And we have preliminary evidence in a smaller number of patients with Alzheimer's showing that it can slow progression over 12 weeks. So now what we're doing is a much larger, longer trial with 36 weeks of treatment, comparing the active 10 milligram pill to placebo, and then all patients in the trial can then go on to take the active medication in what we call an extension trial. So the milestone we announced yesterday was we've reached our 100th patient enrolled out of the 220 planned, and we have 35 sites, including two in Adelaide, by the way, Dr. Kathy Short at Central Adelaide Local Health, and Lauren Priest at Southern Adelaide Flinders Medical Centre. So Adelaide is participating and contributing as well.
So what are you looking for people to take part? What qualifications, what parameters?
Yes, the patients need to have mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease, meaning typically that means they've got some memory impairment and a little bit of functional impairment. And then they need to qualify with a blood test that measures a particular protein that in trace quantities in the blood that comes from the brain. And if they have a high enough level of that, it suggests that they have some progressive disease, which would allow them to be enrolled in the trial. So anybody who's interested can just go to our website, actinogen.com.au, and look at the different criteria and actually fill in a form to see whether or not they are eligible for screening.
Now, we're not looking at this as a cure for Alzheimer's, are we?
Well, it's an interesting, very interesting question. So it's a little bit like Alzheimer's and almost neurology in general. It's like cancer was 30 or 40 years ago when breast cancer was just breast cancer and people used to get very toxic therapies. Since then, we've figured out that cancer is many different types of, you know, genetic signatures, and we understand the biology of it, and we have targeted drugs and combinations of drugs. And Alzheimer's is just poised for that same breakthrough. And we don't really understand the full biology or cause of Alzheimer's, but we're figuring it out. And it is certainly not the protein called amyloid that you see on a PET scan in the brain. That's a little bit like an oil spill, and the drug targeted to that is a bit like mopping up an oil spill after it's happened. But we believe that this drug we are using to lower elevated levels of cortisol, which is known to be toxic to brain cells, could be an important way of actually treating the cause of the disease. So if it slows progression dramatically, or it can halt progression, in some ways it is a little bit like a cure.
So let's wind this back a bit. How significant or how important is it to diagnose Alzheimer's early?
Until very recently, it was something that wasn't critical because there weren't really any good treatments potentially for the disease. We now have new blood tests that have been recently approved in the US to diagnose Alzheimer's without the complexities of brain scans. And we now have one approved treatment in Australia called donanemab from Eli Lilly, which is an intravenous infusion that can target the amyloid protein and has been shown to slow the disease modestly. It's not a cure by any means, and it's complicated and expensive to use. And so the hope is that treatments like our Zanamem will soon become available in the next few years, meaning that early diagnosis is important, because the sooner you take the drug, the better.
So your trials have been quite extensive at this stage. What results, you know, on an individual basis are you seeing?
We certainly have, in the pilot data set of 34 patients, we saw a dramatic slowing of the disease, about five times better than this recently approved antibody called donanemab. So that's very exciting for us. It is preliminary data, so we can't be too confident about that. We're certainly encouraged by the stories we hear from some patients, such as the patient in Queensland whose wife thought that there was a big change while participating in the current trial. However, of course, we don't know whether that patient really got active drug or placebo, but it's fairly likely that he was taking active drug. So there's lots of encouraging data. There's lots of encouraging stories. But the only way to do good drug development and clinical science is to do a good randomized trial and then undo the code at the very end of the trial and look at the results. And in that way, nobody can bias the results towards success. It has to be done this way for the FDA and for the TGA. So the final results of this trial will be in late 2026, late next year, which may sound a long way away, but that's quite quick in drug development. And we're very excited to have important participation from a number of Australian sites, 15 in Australia and 20 in the US. So it's a big enterprise doing a trial like this, but it is a very worthy cause, obviously, if we can actually significantly slow Alzheimer's.
If at all goes to plan and is as positive as you've said so far, when would a drug like this be available on the open market?
It depends a little bit on how strong the results are from this trial. If indeed the pilot data were to be repeated and it's five times better than anything else available currently, we would be exploring ways to get the drug approved through some sort of accelerated approval pathway. In that case, it could be available in sort of 2 to 3 years. The most likely thing is that the FDA and the TGA would say, we want to see a second clinical trial to confirm the results from this one we're doing currently. And that would then take about 3 years, 3 or 4 years from now. So the hope is we can get an accelerated approval, but of course we can't promise that until we actually get it through the regulators.
Doctor, great to chat. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Steve Gourlay, CEO of Actinogen, the drill or pill, the Alzheimer's pill that could completely revolutionize the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. Proceeding well, let's hope the positive response so far continues. 8223 0000 is the number if you want to have a chat about that or any subject that we've been talking about today.